With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Some high-profile election results are coming in. Bob Agnew has details.
Tayshia, high-profile is the right word in the presidential race. Donald Trump has now been declared the winner in North Carolina, one of the seven battleground states. The GOP has flipped the West Virginia seat of retiring Senator Joe Manchin. That was expected, as the GOP is seeking, of course, to reclaim the Senate majority, and they were virtually assured that seat in West Virginia, but they need one or two others to seal the deal, and one of the others, already in now, Republican Bernie Moreno, has defeated Democrat Senator Sherrod Brown in Ohio, with control of the Senate hanging in the balance. Republican Mike Kehoe defeated Democrat Crystal Quaid to win the Missouri governor's race.
Kehoe is Missouri's lieutenant governor. Quaid is the state House minority leader. Kehoe will succeed GOP Governor Mike Parson, who was barred by term limits from seeking re-election. Kehoe was favored to win the heavily Republican state, but Quaid and other Democrats had hoped to get an edge this year with an abortion rights amendment on the ballot. Kehoe opposes the amendment. Parson handpicked Kehoe to be second in command in 2018 when Parson left his seat as lieutenant governor to become governor. The Associated Press declared Kehoe the winner at 9:45 p.m. Eastern.
As Bernie Bennett reporting, abortion rights advocates lost today in a Florida ballot measure, but prevailed in two other states. Tayshia, that's just some of the highlights coming in now.
Thanks so much, Bob. Well, Election Day had its share of disruptions. At a news conference, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro said the bomb threats to polling locations around the state are being looked into.
My team and I have been in direct communication with Pennsylvania State Police Colonel Christopher Parris, who is coordinating with local and federal law enforcement as well as PEMA. State and local law enforcement, along with the FBI, are investigating these threats. And thus far, there is no credible threat.
This is SRN News. Will Graham is packing his bags.
Evangelist, son of Franklin Graham, is scheduled to present the gospel in Canada on Friday and Saturday. Graham will preach at Bonnet's Energy Center in Grand Prairie, Alberta, and will be joined by contemporary Christian music acts and local pastors. There will also be a children's event during the two-day festival. This is Will Graham's last foreign trip of 2024. He's already been to Australia and Portugal this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American school kids are getting more days off now as cities, counties, and states begin recognizing the holidays of minority religious groups. In New York City, public school students have a day off to mark the holiday of Diwali, celebrated by Hindus in India and among the global Indian diaspora, including here in the U.S. Diwali joins other holidays on the school calendar, including Rosh Hashanah and the Lunar New Year. This is SRN News. Stocks saw an Election Day boost.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street as voters headed to the polls and as more data piled up showing the economy remains solid. The S&P 500 rose 1.2% Tuesday, moving closer to the record high it set last month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 427 points. That's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 1.4%. Palantir Technologies jumped more than 23%. The software maker said it was seeing unrelenting demand for AI applications. The market also got some help from a report showing that growth accelerated last month for U.S. services companies. That's a big category that includes banks, transportation, and real estate. Seth Sutel, New York.
Well, Dollar Tree is going through some major changes as its CEO says he's stepping down. Rick Dreiling has served as CEO since 2022. The company's acquisition of Family Dollar stores in 2015 have proved to be unfruitful. More details at srnnews.com.